Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to Do Go On. My name is Dave Warnicky, and I'm here with the lovely Jess Perkins and Matt Stewart. Hello, lovelies.
The lovely was mostly for me.
No, I thought that at first, but then he said hello, lovelies.
I know, that really cleared it up. Yeah. But otherwise, I was definitely going to go for that and be like, no, but I'm lovely, Matt's dumb.
I reckon in Dave's head, he realized that. He realized his error.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm one of the best.
He fixed it. That's why. That's how fast he works.
Yeah. He's quick.
He makes a mistake and fixes it mid-word.
Yeah.
He doesn't even wait for the sentence to be out.
I edit.
He's always
on
editing.
I've heard him change words. Like, he'll be like, "What a funny, delicious chicken roll I'm eating."
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, bad
example, but he does it well.
Well, look, that was me trying to do him.
Yeah.
And you can't do him because he's got such a small tush.
Can you imitate the best?
God, no. We'd never want to.
Did not think so.
He's got the golden tonsils and he's got the twinkle toes. He's quick. He's quick on his feet. Our little Davy boy.
Thank you. My beautiful soft feet.
Yes, very soft feet.
Do you see the photo I tweeted out of my toe?
Yes.
From the from stamping Christmas cards for our Patreon listeners. It was still blue.
I did see that.
36 hours afterwards. I had washed my feet, but did you appreciate us? Someone tweeted in, it's like a baby's foot.
Yeah.
I thought, no, it's like a baby's bottom.
Okay.
Bottom of their foot. See? See? Right, you thought it. I had put a full stop there, but it was actually a comma in hindsight.
Wow.
Was it?
Yeah. He's so good.
Hindsight comma. Not many can pull those off.
No.
I know I can't.
You got the Oxford comma, the hindsight comma. Mm. I know them all. I do know them all.
Name another one.
Just
the two.
Standard comma.
Well, that one was right there to be taken, wasn't it?
Thank you.
How does standard differ from Oxford?
Oxford's the one after the and, I think.
Is that an Oxford comma?
Oxford comma, I think it's where it's not fully required because the and is doing that same job.
Mm.
I believe it is. So you have three words. Mm. You're making a list. And the one after, the one that becomes before and. So Matt, Jess and Dave. An Oxford comma is Matt, comma, Jess, comma. And Dave.
Wait, what did I say? Did I say that the wrong way around?
Oh my gosh, this is so confusing. I hate this conversation.
Before the end.
Yes, not after the end.
I want it to end.
Sorry,
I don't like this.
Sorry, Oxford, if you're listening.
We're just a comedy podcast.
Which is why I prefer the hindsight comma.
Yeah. Good call. Interesting. Okay, well now we've got that out of the way.
It's just been Christmas. Did we have a great Christmas?
Had the best Christmas ever. Best one ever.
Ate the peas just as promised, and they were real good.
Real good peas?
Yeah.
Mm.
Did you get the gravy on the peas? Was the ratio was fine?
Oh no, yeah, swimming in gravy.
Yeah,
that's how I make gravy.
Any
big amounts.
You don't do anything by half.
No, I double. I do a double. I dabble in doubling gravy servings.
Regret on his face. Jess, any great presents that you received?
Well, I did get some lovely presents. But I had a great time giving presents this year.
Ah.
So in my family...
For the first time.
Normally, real chore. Big chore.
No, you're maturing.
In my family, we make it a bit of a game. So, like, just my immediate family, like my parents and my brother and his wife,
I'm really excited to hear what the game is.
Well, Christmas Eve is like our time that we have dinner and we open presents and stuff. But we like our parents especially don't want us to spend a lot of money. So we've done it in different ways in the past. What we're doing at the moment is you can only spend $20 on each person. So you're not getting like huge presents. We tend to just buy like funny little things. My mum's good. She'll buy like useful things. Whereas my brother and I, especially for each other, will just go for like bullshit gifts.
Oh, what kind of things?
Last year I gave him a scooter, like a children's scooter that had the Avengers on it. I wanted to get him one that had Frozen, all the Frozen characters on it, but they were sold out, so he had to have the Avengers. It was like for, I think the weight limit was 50 kilos.
Oh, and your brother famously weighs 49.
Yeah, so he's fine.
He's a very small. No, he's smaller than me.
Wait, what are you? You're 50.
Low 50s.
Low 50s.
Low 50s.
So he fluctuates.
You couldn't even ride it, Dave.
No, my comedy weight is 52, but I may have put on a couple of kilos since. I might be 54 now, but I'm sticking by the comedy weight.
Very good.
52 sounds funny, doesn't it?
It does sound funny. And it's a good number.
You've got a line about weighing the same as Paris Hilton or something?
I don't have a line, but I had that game in my Facty Fact quiz show called Dave's Weight Game. We just guess if people are the same, heavier or lighter than I am. I'm like 1,000 DVDs lighter.
You're lighter than 1,000 DVDs. Yeah.
Paris Hilton?
Yeah.
Same as me.
Same. That's right, yeah.
That's what you were thinking, man.
Yeah, right.
Gwen Stefani? Same.
Wow. Hey, good for you.
Danny DeVito?
More,
even though he's like a foot shorter than I am.
Yeah, but...
But come
he's
on.
He's a foot wider, too.
He actually is. He's actually a 1 square foot. He's a foot high and a foot wide.
Wow, good for him.
And he's made of solid gold. What? He's worth millions. It's amazing.
It is amazing.
The first Emmy was actually... Cast from him.
Carved out of...
It's one of his limbs.
Danny.
Shaped.
There you go.
It's not a limb shape. They shaped it into the whatever statue of Emmy looks like.
What is happening?
Which one is the Emmy? Is that the one with the globe?
No.
Or is that the Golden Globe?
I think Emmy's the... Isn't that... That's the Atom one, isn't it? One looks like
No, you're thinking of the Logies. Just a person.
It's where, like, it looks like Gumby. Has been
Logies
in
do
a,
look like Gumby.
Gumby's been walked into a vat of hot gold. Is that...
Hot gold.
Hot gold. Just like what we do in here.
Yep.
And then it melted and dried on him.
It is going to be hot today, science, but it's not too hot in the studio yet.
We're doing well, I think.
It's been a hot Christmas.
Yeah, the Emmy depicts a winged woman holding an atom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. The globe.
That's very DeVito.
Sort of like a globe.
And it actually says here that Danny DeVito's, it was his right leg.
Oh, there you go.
That he cast asunder.
Cool. There you go. A bit of trivia straight
off
the bat.
It's weird to have a right leg as a cube.
Oh,
that's DeVito.
Babe, I didn't mean anything by it.
I think I'm a bit offended for Danny's behalf.
I didn't mean anything by it. I was just...
I actually protect his estate.
Really?
I'm a lawyer and he's dead.
Well, neither of those things are right.
Yeah, well, my report is going to be a lie today.
Oh, great.
I made it
We're doing a report.
Did you have anything else to say about your brother's prez?
Oh, just that this year I bought him a helicopter hat. So we're doing real well.
What does that mean? It just goes wee, wee, wee.
No, you know those like colourful hats that like especially cartoon characters wear? It has a little propeller on top.
Oh, I think I had one as a child.
Yeah, I bought him that.
I had a picture of Dino from the Flintstones on it. And it said D, because my name starts with D. So does Danny DeVito, but
the
comparisons do end there.
But my brother's name does not, so that's disappointing.
Huh.
But this hat didn't have a letter on it.
I'm sure the gift was well received. Was that within the $20 budget?
Yes.
How much change?
Under. So I had to buy him a second present as well.
You have to get exactly $20.
Oh, I like to.
What if you have 10 cents left
over? One year we had to show receipts. So that was real fun.
That does not sound fun
at all. No, because it was like because that time we could only spend $10. You could go into one shop and you had $50 to spend and you had to get a present for each person. There were 5 people.
In the same shop?
Same shop. You had to go into one shop, spend $50, you're done.
That's fun. Where would you go?
It was real fun.
I'd go to JB Hi-Fi.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, so you can pick the shops.
Yeah. But what are you going to get for $10?
Bargain bin CDs and DVDs.
Yeah, good one. Good one.
Or I'd go to a big alcohol shop.
Oh, yeah.
Get like a nice beer. You know, you can get quite a nice single beer for $10.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, like an exotic one, yeah.
And you can get a pretty shit wine for that price as well. So
what do you like? Good beer, shit
wine? Or maybe
wine?
A Bacardi Breezer?
I think you can get an okay wine for that much, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Probably.
Drinkable.
It's not going to be
I mean, in the end, isn't that all you want?
Yeah. I can't tell the difference, to
drinks
be honest.
Are for drinking.
Okay, what else do you want to do with your liquids?
My housemate sometimes, because she works in a very fancy restaurant, and sometimes if customers have bought a bottle of wine and haven't finished it, They can't really do much with it, so Deb will bring it home. And sometimes there's some very nice wine in my fridge. And I had a Riesling last night. And I was like, yeah, this is nice. But I don't know if I don't know if it was fancy. I don't think I could tell the difference between that and a cheap one.
What? But are you stealing this wine?
No.
And how about...
That's fine.
Well, and you were talking about the Christmas audit game that you had where you have to show the receipts.
No, that was just one time. We don't have to do that now.
That sounds crazy.
Because it was just because my...
Well, hold on. Was that to prove that you'd spent a lot or that you'd gone under?
That you'd made the $50. That was just that year. We haven't done that since. That was just one time.
A wacky world of Jess Perkins.
It's a wacky world.
The Perkins family.
Imagine visiting that world for a day or two.
Oh, it's a lonely place. It's weird inside my head, but that's okay.
Is it?
Yeah. It's like a desert. It's vast and empty.
I feel like I'd go in there and just be like, ah, feels nice. It's nice to be in here for a bit.
That's nice. What do you picture my brain is like?
Just like rainbows.
Aww.
Sunshine.
Yeah.
That's nice. Beanbags.
Beanbags.
I want you to be comfy.
Oh, you can kick back in there for sure.
Beanbags. I've just recently discovered that they are a horrible fire hazard.
Are they?
Yeah, they go up like crazy. I found out firsthand.
Little balls.
Oh no, did you set one on fire?
I was testing all the furniture in my house.
You got to.
You got to. For safety, Matt.
Yeah, you do. You have to, if that's what you're
asking. Have you set all your furniture on fire?
Oh, yeah, because I have to.
Yeah.
That's part of the rules.
Safety. Safety first.
Safety first.
It's annoying because every time you get a new beanbag, you have to test it. I haven't had a beanbag that's lasted more than a day.
Yeah.
I've had 300 odd this year already.
Yeah.
Wow.
360 odd.
Ish. Yep.
Ish.
Mm-hmm. Wow. There we go.
Hey, I was just thinking, you know how sometimes every episode we'll have new listeners, right? What a weird place to start for them, the first few minutes of us just talking absolute garbage.
They saw this topic and they thought, I want to hear about that. And then I talked about Danny DeVito's right leg.
Well, last week somebody did tweet to us 20 minutes in and Dave and Matt have only just learnt the topic.
Yeah.
So we should probably just get to the topic.
All right, let's get to the topic, guys. This is a very important announcement.
Oh, no.
Before I get to the question, I will actually thank who has sent this in.
Okay.
Because I'm finally picking a topic that Christian Smith has sent us on email.
Christian.
Oh, he sent in quite a few.
Quite a few topics, including... And this topic in particular, he sent in about 10 at the time. The subject was, bring me the head of Dave Warnocky.
Oh, I remember that email.
Because at the time, he thought the week before... When I announced, I've picked someone from the hat, he assumed I'd picked his topic. And then when I had it, he was very upset and he wanted to murder me.
I love that assumption.
It's got to be me. Must be me.
There's a lot of topics in the hat.
There's hundreds in there.
I think he's probably being a little bit facetious.
No.
I think Christian probably has a pretty good sense of humour.
I choose to read Christian's word.
Very literally.
Word for word.
Yeah, word for word. I was actually scared for my
life. Don't you remember when he came in? He was quivering.
He was shaking, that's true.
Shaking in his boots.
And even at the time I said, I think he might be having a bit of a joke, but we still got the restraining order just to be safe.
Yeah, even though this man lives in Scotland.
But you got to be careful.
Got to be careful. Especially those Scottish people.
Christian, I'll admit it, I was very glad when you wrote back and said, I live in Scotland. I thought, I'm safe.
they're in Glasgow, aren't they? I believe. They are.
I hope that is true.
No. Glasgow, famously rough city.
That's right. The Glasgow kiss.
The Glasgow kiss. Which is a headbutt.
That's fucking fantastic. So, Christian, this one's for you. Hopefully, you'll also be wondering what topic I'm picking because you've submitted about 30. So
no,
I
won't be
one.
Wondering. It'll be in the title. It's in the title of the show.
Don't look at the title, Christian.
Tell him that 10 minutes in.
Christian, jump in the time machine. Danny DeVito's left leg.
Back you go.
Why is Danny DeVito's leg in there?
How do you think they make time machines, Matt?
Jesus.
Leave it to the scientists, all right? Which is Jess and I.
I thought you were a lawyer.
Look, I've been to uni my whole life.
Wow.
Oh.
All right.
Checks out.
Thank you.
Which of Christian's topics are we doing?
My question is, who has been married more times than Kim Kardashian, but less times than Elizabeth Taylor?
Quite a few people.
Who's
Kardashian's been married twice?
Three times.
Three times.
Really? Kim Kardashian?
Yeah,
Kanye West?
Oh, yeah.
Chris Humphries.
And then who was the other guy? Was
a basketballer?
Is it Ray J the one? No, that's Chris Humphries. Is it Ray J the one that you made the porno with? Or
You can call me Ray.
Oh, you can call me Jay. I only know that from The Simpsons. Is that a real thing?
I don't know. Is it The Simpsons is a real thing?
And Elizabeth Taylor, how many times has she been married?
9 times, I think.
She had eight marriages.
You're always nearly there, but not quite. But I feel like that's just Matt, isn't it?
You're always one of
almost.
I'm okay at everything.
Pardon me. You're a jack of all trades, master of none.
Just look this up because I know that our demographic is really into Kim Kardashian, so I don't want them screaming at the podcast. We've got Kim Kardashian did make the sex tape with boyfriend Ray J.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't think she was married.
But she was married to Damon Thomas for 4 years.
Probably just Damon.
Damon Thomas.
She's like 35. That's a lot of marriages early on.
You can fit them in if you wanted to.
Matt, first one was
Matt,
at 20.
If you wanted to, you could have been married 4 times by now.
What?
Easily. Are you kidding me?
I mean, yeah, if I accepted all those proposals.
Exactly. At least Kim says yes to opportunities. Right. You've got to open yourself up.
Keep blocking myself out.
Yeah. Open up, Matt.
All right, Jess. I will, from now on, accept all proposals of marriage that are forwarded to me.
Excellent.
Please tweet @MattStew_art.
You're gonna have a few weddings by the time you're 35, champ.
All right, great. So I want to break Kim's record. So, more than Kim, less than the other person. How many right. times was that old king married?
That's what I was thinking, was the king, but which one was it?
Henry
the Eighth?
Henry the Eighth. I cannot believe you got the topic from that.
Yeah, because he was married heaps.
Do you guys know how many times? It's between three and eight.
I reckon it was six or seven.
Are you going with six or seven?
No, it's one of those. Were you just saying seven because I said six and you wanted to have a point of difference? Because I think we could stand together united on six if you want.
Okay.
Just or five.
Just reading Dave, I think it's seven.
I say six.
So six from Jess. Matt, you're locking in.
No, I'm going to stand with Jess. And doubt my reading ability.
Yeah, now
of your
I'm thinking
face.
Maybe it's five. But let's just say
it's,
six.
It's six or seven, I reckon.
Six.
Six.
It's going to be five.
It's six!
Yay!
I can't read him like I thought I could.
Everyone gets a point, especially Christian. Yay.
Yay! Oh, that was we sounded so unenthusiastic. Yay!
Why are we that we all excited just went, for yay. Christian to get a point? You know,
because
he's competing
Christian deserves
with us.
It.
Well, I don't cheer when the opposition get a point. Now we're all on equal points.
Oh, so you're a bad sport.
No, I'm a good competitor.
Interesting.
Oh, that's a good way of looking at it.
That is a good way of looking at it.
I'm a good spinner. I can spin anything. Give me a thing, I'll spin it.
That bottle.
Oh, no. Genuinely fucked it.
Hey, okay. Bit of a spin. Off the table, but that's okay.
I'm going to do the six wives of King Henry VIII.
You're going to do them? Jesus, Dave, they'd
one at a time.
Rotting corpses by now.
Been a long time dead.
Yuck.
They've all been dead for 500 years.
Ooh, yucky.
I reckon they've probably even got through their rotting period.
Yeah, they're just...
What are you going to do? Yuck. Fuck their tailbone? Is that how you do it?
Also, Dave, yuck. Come on, mate. You could just talk about them in your report. You don't have to go do them.
Well,
Dave, honestly,
I'm a man of my word. I'm going
to
do it.
Dave, it's not too late. It's not time to reconsider.
Dave,
I think it is. I've already done two of them.
What do you call it when you fuck dead people?
Necrophilia.
Necrophilia.
Yeah, see,
that came to my
quick
word.
Wait,
I should have just paused and pretended I didn't.
Should have gone.
I don't know. I've never heard that before.
It's one of the N. I think it starts with N. I don't know.
Does it change once they become skeletons?
Mm.
They're basically a pile of bones.
Bonophilia.
Although that doing bone. Him would be like doing a pile of bones anyway.
Hey, stay out of my tush.
Jess, why are you in his tush? How did that happen?
Hands where I can see them, please, Miss Perkins.
Ow.
Speaking of bones, Jess has got some sore ones.
Yeah.
Should we do a Jess health update? A bop?
We can just do it. I'll just do a quick one.
All right, great. And then we'll get into the report. Christian, I'm so sorry.
No, I think Christian would care.
He does.
So I've had this cough for 6 weeks now. Doctors think it's actually asthma. As opposed to, it's a little bit
fake
asthma. No, but I was like, I don't really have asthma, but it's just got a bit of a cough thing. It's an allergy thing. Now they're like, no, we think you actually legitimately have developed asthma now. So that's fun. And also because I've been coughing so much, I may have cracked a rib. So I'm in quite a lot of pain.
No good at all.
So laughing.
Happy New Year.
And cough. Yeah, it's going to be such a good New Year. I can't wait. I can't wait to hang out with my friends.
Big drunken hugs.
Oh,
crack.
No good. Anyway, so that's that health update.
We're glad you're alive.
Well, for now. But we don't know.
For now, we're glad you're alive.
Yeah. Once I start coughing, then
it's like, ugh.
Yeah.
The gladness is draining from my body.
It's a bit like, you ever seen the film The Beach?
Yes.
Where the guy gets attacked by a shark, and eventually they're like, they get sick of him groaning, so they just leave him in the forest.
I don't remember that at all.
Actually, I was thinking of beaches.
You're like,
similar idea. When Bette Midler, really,
like, Midler threw that woman that got attacked by a shark into the forest and said, "Shut the fuck up!"
Under the boardwalk.
Shut up!
Really, that's they just got sick of him whinging.
Just stop. Like, mate, we came here for paradise, and you're bloody talking about your legs bleeding. Fucking hell.
And they just leave him there.
Yeah, pretty sure.
Hey, let's see this report. You've got such long reports.
I know.
Yeah, sorry.
3,600 words.
Oh, bully. All right.
I don't even know what that means.
Gold.
Well, that's he's normally at least 4,000.
Yeah, that's
within
true.
Within vaguely.
Mine sit around the 2,000 mark.
Yeah, I like
and then I have room for riffing. Yeah. You've got to have the riffing
I'm within 10% of my target, so great. Happy with that. The word limit. Remember, at uni you had to be within 10% either way.
I do remember.
I've done all the degrees, remember. So
of course, yep.
Born on the 28th of June, 1491, at the Palace of Placentia.
What year was that, sorry, Dave?
1491.
A good year.
A good year. I only mentioned that because I wanted to say
Placentia?
The Palace of Placentia. The Placenta Palace.
Wait, speaking of good year.
That's where all we're born.
Just talking about getting on track.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of good year, Akron, Ohio, pronounced Orkron, apparently, in America, or something weirder like that. Is tires? Remember saying about tires? Yes. It's because it's the home of Goodyear tires.
There we go.
The home.
The home of it.
That's where they're from.
Wow.
And also,
oh, was it the other big tire brand?
Oh, for fuck's sake!
I think it was Goodyear. What's the other big tire brand?
Pirelli. That's like Italian.
No, not Pirelli. There's another one. I reckon it was Goodyear.
There's another one.
Bow Repairs.
Bow Repairs.
Yeah, Bow Repairs. Right. Kmart Tire and
Kmart
Auto.
Kmart Tire and Auto.
Kmart Tire and Auto. In Akron or Erkron.
It had a W in when they...
They had a W.
When they spelled it phonetically for me and it put
and
a W
you've
in.
And now forgotten.
Orkron, maybe?
Maybe.
Were they taking the piss?
I thought it's also the home of the Black Keys.
Great.
And Ohio also. Anyway, there's a lot of good stuff in Ohio. Can't wait to visit.
Well, great.
We're saving up our pennies, Ohio. Born in 1491 at the Palace of Placentia in Greenwich, London, Henry Tudor was the third child and the second son of King Henry VII and his wife Elizabeth of York.
There's lots of Elizabeths.
A lot of Elizabeths, that's right. Of the young Henry's six siblings, only three survived infancy. So himself, his brother Arthur, Prince of Wales.
Lots of Arthurs too.
Margaret and Mary.
Okay, I was going to try and guess, but yeah, they would have been up there. They're very royal names.
They are. Just for historical context, just before this was the War of the Roses.
Ah, yes, of course.
Mm-hmm. So Henry VII, who is King Henry VIII's father, he won the throne when his forces defeated King Richard III, another famous king, at the Battle of Bosworth Field, which is the culmination of the war. So the War of the Roses has been going for a long time, and whoever won the battle became king. Henry VII was the last king of England to win his throne on the field of battle.
The next ones won it in the field of hockey.
Dreams.
Field of dreams. La 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 la, I am king. La 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 la, dreamy dreams. He was the first of the Tudor kings, which is the new dynasty welcomed in after the end of the war.
Mm-hmm.
So he's Henry VII, this is. Young Henry, though, Henry Tudor, was given a first-rate education from leading tutors. He became fluent in Latin and French, as well as English.
Hello.
But that's about all we know about young Henry, because he was never meant to become king. His older brother Arthur was expected to grow up and become king, and Henry was just sort of their backup plan.
But he never grew up. He stayed too...
He stayed young forever.
Peter Pan style.
Stayed 2 years old for his whole life. Wow. It was really weird.
That is weird.
And they said not fit to rule.
At two. Oh, come on.
I thought it was rough. He made some good decisions.
Yeah.
I want to go potty.
Mm-hmm. Great
yes,
call.
Sir. Yeah. Good call.
Great decision.
Whatever you say, Mr. King.
And as soon as he went in there, he did a shit. So, I mean...
Not going to do that on the floor, are you?
Yeah.
No.
Well, if you're king, you can.
True.
Yeah, Henry was doing... God. He was known for it.
Being a king must be great. You can just shit anywhere. What other perks are there to being a king?
That's mainly it, though.
Just shitting anywhere.
No.
You can also piss anywhere.
Hello.
Really?
Wow.
After the hours of 7 p.m.
Oh, Okay. Until? Yeah,
there's a few stipulations. I mean,
till
3 a.m.?
Till 7 p.m. the next day. It's actually... No, I think that works out to be all any time you like.
It's just a...
It's a real weird loophole.
Yeah, it's a technicality,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, sure, yeah, yeah.
They've got to put something on the sign.
Can I piss here? Oh, hang on. Wait, check the time. Yes, you may.
It is before 7 p.m. and after 7 p.m. yesterday.
You can you
very
can
good,
piss,
sir, as you were.
Piss twice.
But at 7 p.m., no.
Yeah.
That 1 second a day.
One minute. Once it's 7:01.
Oh, the whole minute?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, but I'm busting.
Well, you could have gone a minute ago, or you can wait a minute.
45 on the clock.
Or go to the toilet. What are we talking about?
Henry the VII gave the young Henry Tudor, a few tasks because he wasn't supposed to be the king. Young Henry was strictly supervised and did not appear in public. And as a result, the young Henry, as I keep calling him because it's confusing, there's too many Henrys, would later ascend the throne, quote, untrained in the art of kingship.
Kingship.
Kingship. So, you know, okay. They're like sort of like... I imagine it's stuff like foreign affairs, and they tell you about all that kind of stuff. Like when you're briefed to be the president, that kind of thing. I think that they just didn't. They were like, "You don't need to know this."
Is there presidential training?
Yeah, they had the reports and stuff.
Which
apparently Donald Trump is like, "I'll read it once a week rather than get it every day, like every other president does."
Oh, that's amazing. But I like, you know, when you start a new job and you usually have like maybe a week or so of training. Do they have that for? Is there like a nice crossover period for kings or... No, because they usually come because somebody died.
I think, yeah, but I think the king will... I think they know who's next in line, so they're sort of being groomed for it their whole life.
Yeah, so
but not in this case.
But you're talking about American presidents and stuff like that. But I think they have a little, like, Obama had a meeting with Trump, didn't he? There's photos of Trump.
It'd be so good if Obama's the one that's like just showing him where the like tea and coffee is.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you can use that. You can make that 3 a.m. anytime.
Anytime.
God.
Yeah. Toilets are just down the hallway there to the left. Personally, sometimes, though, I like to go to the ones on the next level up. Bigger mirrors.
Meant to be for women only, but I'm a fucking president.
Yeah? I do what I want. Anyway.
Presidents are allowed to pee wherever they want.
But not poo.
Not poo. Yes. Of course. Don't patronise our listeners.
All right. Enough poo.
King Henry... Well, Henry Tudor, when he grew up, he was a big man, 6 feet tall, and reportedly very handsome.
Oh.
He enjoyed hunting and playing sport, as well as jousting. He was also an intellectual. He read and wrote English, French, and Latin. He wrote poetry.
Mm.
He also played multiple instruments.
Hello.
So he is...
Oh, what a babe.
He's good at everything.
What a babe fest.
He's good. He's just not trained to be king. But
is he single?
He's hot at this stage.
Hello.
He's single.
This is Henry.
Henry Tudor, yes.
Man, the photos of him are not attractive.
No, but he's
that
young.
That is because he lets being able to do anything get the better of him.
Oh, no.
But wasn't there also a thing back then that, or is this a myth, that it's a sign of wealth to be big and fat? Because I can afford a lot of food.
I don't think it was a sign of wealth to look as fat as he became.
Right.
Towards the end, he's sort of like bedridden practically because he's so...
I'm wealthy.
But at this stage...
Wheel me out, I want to show everyone.
Oh, we're so jealous of that morbidly obese. Man.
Well, you're going to have to amputate both his legs, but oh, I'm so jealous.
But at this stage, he's tall.
Oh, yeah, so he's not king yet, so he's young.
Instruments, speaks many languages, reads,
he's smart.
Sporty.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he's man. Fit. Do you reckon he's got a sense of humour?
He's fucking rich. Yeah, I think he does.
Then, I mean...
He's reportedly very popular. He's seen as like a, who's this cool prince?
So he's also, that would sort of indicate then that he's got social skills and, oh man, you're talking like Jess's dream man
right
now.
He does sound like a dream, but, well, I mean, he sounds like everyone's dream
man,
Jess.
Let me have this.
Oh, you want him?
Right. Yeah.
He's all yours.
Thank you.
Now, when...
Merry Christmas. It's never too late.
You hate after Christmas.
Is this an early gift or
Christmas
a late gift?
Christmas is dead for you.
This
could be
an early
a New
gift.
Year's
I've gotten over it now. I'm already looking forward to Christmas 2017.
Start tweeting in those topic ideas. When he was just 15, Henry's older brother, Prince Arthur, married Catherine of Aragon, who was also just 15.
Oh.
She was the youngest surviving child of King Ferdinand II of Aragon in Spain and Queen Isabella I of Castile, also in Spain. There's different regions at the time. It's not one country. They were both very powerful people, and it was a good move to marry the English prince into their family. So get a bit of a connection between the kingdoms. All was going well until just 20 weeks later, Prince Arthur died of sweating sickness.
What? What? Sweating sickness.
Sickness was a mysterious and highly contagious disease that struck England in later continental Europe in a series of epidemics beginning in 1485. The last outbreak occurred in 1551, after which the disease apparently vanished.
You could have sweating thought of a sickness. Better name than sweating no, sickness,
apparently
though, right?
You got really, really sweaty. like oh, crazy sweaty.
Oh, you don't say.
And unlike being fat, sweating was not a sign of wealth, even then.
Interesting, yeah. Okay.
Even I'm sweaty. Then. Wheel me out. I want to show everyone my
look
sweat.
Look at me, glisten.
Look, I'm basting in my own sweat.
So it's just like a fever, I guess.
Fever. Oh, a fever.
I'm not saying just a fever, but like I'm thinking of what would cause the sweating. Anyway.
They haven't figured it out. It's still a mystery.
No, they think that maybe it had to do with just sanitation at the time because it was pretty gross on the streets.
Yuck.
Why is Arthur getting in that? He's a bloody next in line.
I think it's because it's so contagious that he just passes it around and he gets it. Anyway, young Henry Tudor, just 10 at the time, suddenly had all of the royal duties and expectations thrust upon him because the brother that was going to be the king at 15, who's just been married, has died.
Married at 15?
Henry VII, so the father of both boys...
That's how you get so many wives in, Matt. You gotta start early. Start young. But it's not too late for you.
Well, how early do you reckon you can start?
Well, now...
Do you think now? Well, because Henry...
No, I meant like these days, 18-ish.
What about then?
Legally. Then, well, 15, obviously. Or 15. Was Arthur maybe a bit of a late bloomer?
Well...
He waited for the one.
You could say that he was a bit of a late bloomer because both their father, Henry VII, wanted to shore up the alliance between him and the Spanish kingdom, so he offered young Henry, the 10-year-old, to marry his older brother's widow, Catherine of Aragon, 15-year-old. Her parents were keen, of course, and in 1503, a treaty was signed for their marriage, and they were betrothed 2 days later. But because he was only 11 by this time, they couldn't live together.
Okay.
Which, well, you know, something. Like, that might be a better solution to marriage. You know, I'd happily be married to someone if they lived elsewhere.
Yeah, I think that's a nice...
Yeah, great. Got my own space.
Oh, it's great.
Do my own thing.
You get all the perks.
You're 11.
I'm 11 years old.
You got time to play Pokemon.
Oh, I love it.
Love Pokemon.
I had it on the Game Boy. I had Pokemon Red.
Oh, I had Blue.
Nice. Did you ever, like, connect your Game Boy to somebody else's Game Boy and
battle them?
Yeah, or they'd give you all their really good Pokemon. I had that.
Trade them back.
Yeah, so good.
Matt, have you heard of Pokemon?
Yeah, have you heard of that?
I don't think you would have.
It's short for Pocket Moan.
Dave, do go on.
Pocket Monsters.
Pocket Monsters.
Great.
That's what I was going to say. And then my brain exploded.
As it often does. When he turned 14, this is Henry, the young one, he rejected the marriage.
What?
But Catherine of Aragon stayed in England, which is lucky because when Henry VII died in 1509, Henry became King Henry VIII, and he decided, I will marry you. So he married Catherine of Aragon properly.
Oh, wow, okay. And how old is he now?
So he is 18.
And he's a king?
Yes, because the new king, Henry VIII, maintained that it was his father's dying wish that he should marry Catherine. So he was like, all right, I'll have a go.
I'll do it.
Ugh. Sounds like love.
That's romantic. Catherine's so lucky.
She's so lucky. So she's 5 years old. So she's 23. He's 18. He's popular. He's the king. Everyone's like, this is going to be great.
Got an older woman. Great.
He's probably driving. She can drink in America. Yeah. She's the best.
Oh,
the best.
She's going to pick up some Budweiser and bring it back to the castle.
To the kegger. Oh. We're going to have a kegger at the castle. We're
going to play Pong. Beer Pong. See, America, we know you so well.
Your wife can be your legal guardian. That's great.
Oh, how awesome is that? She can accompany you.
Teach him to drive.
Oh.
That's good.
Drive a horse.
Yeah. Teach him to drive a horse.
Put the L plate on the back of the horse. You know how it works.
Yeah.
2 days after Henry's coronation, Henry's 18, he arrested his father's two most unpopular ministers, Sir Richard Empson and Edmund Dudley. They were charged with high treason and were executed shortly thereafter. This was the first time Henry executed someone, but it would certainly not be the last.
Oh, great.
So he has not mucked around.
So he's like, all right, I'm king. Yay,
I'm king.
You
can do whatever I want.
You can fuck off.
No.
Why did he get rid of them? Treason, but like, what did he...
Answer your own question there.
Yeah, I did a bit. Well, I was listening, but I mean, like, how did he know they were being treason-y?
Well, it just says that they were unpopular with the other people. Most of the time... there's a few people here that I'm going to say were charged with treason. A lot of the time, they didn't do that. He just wanted them to go away.
Great.
Yeah, so this is the first time he did this.
He was high on power.
Oh, yeah.
And ketamine.
And ketamine. Yeah. The big K.
The big K.
Horse tranquilizer that he'd taken from the horses.
Yeah.
After he learned how to drive them.
Crazy.
To learn to drive a horse, you've got to think like a horse and take a horse drug. It's your final test, Henry. I'll chuck it up my bum.
He went in, yeah, after they had successfully passed the test, him and the other horses. He fell in with a bad horse crowd.
Oh, no. And then he chopped a couple of people's heads off.
As you do.
Soon after their marriage, Catherine conceived, but the child was stillborn. 4 months later, she was pregnant again and gave birth to a boy. They called it...
Greg?
Henry.
Oh, Henry. Damn it. I thought it was Greg. Have you heard of Prince Greg?
Yeah.
Mm.
They were very happy because Henry VIII especially wanted a male heir, because at the time, the males, you know, if you have 10 daughters and you have your 11th child as the son,
mm-hmm.
when the king dies, the son
yep.
jumps the list. So that's why he wants to make sure that there's someone's going to replace him, because like his brother, he could die at any time.
Yeah. That's changed now, hasn't it? Now it's just firstborn.
Yes. Yeah, they changed it only with Princess Charlotte.
Yeah. Cool.
They were very, very happy as a... King Henry VIII, as I said, wanted a male heir, and he celebrated by holding a jousting tournament, as one does.
It's a boy!
It's a boy. Let me stab someone with a long stick.
Sure. Cool.
However, the celebrations were short-lived as the child died just 7 weeks later. The tragedy continued there, because the next 2 years, Catherine had two more stillborn children before having a daughter, Mary, in 1516. What a slap in the face. A girl.
Yuck.
Ugh.
Ugh. Imagine. Not only having a girl, but being a girl.
Oh, I've tried and I threw up. I threw up in my mouth.
It.
It's no good.
In my mouth, but I swallowed it because I'm a man. Right. Henry was still without a son. He's got Mary, but she's not a son. He's checked twice. Nothing grew. Although he wouldn't know that Mary would go on to become queen and is nicknamed in history as Bloody Mary. Bloody Mary.
That's where the drink came from. Yes.
Ironic, because her favourite drink was a pina colada.
You wrote that and then you enjoyed it when you wrote it, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. Enjoyed that.
Matt didn't enjoy that joke.
You don't like pina colada?
No, yeah, very nice. No, actually I don't. We had one in Meredith and it was no good. No, it was fine for the first... Anyway.
I had Bloody Marys in Meredith. And at first I was like... And then they grow on you.
Tomato juice is gross.
It's so weird. But she's
called Bloody Mary because of her habit of burning Protestants
cool.
at the stake.
Cool. So,
she...
Apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
She grew up to be extremely brutal.
Great.
I'd call her Bernie Mary.
Yeah.
Bernie Mary.
Fiery Mary.
Steaky Mary?
Steaky Mary.
Oh, a steak named after her. That'd be good.
That'd be yeah. good.
Henry and Catherine's relationship, Mary's parents, was very good by most accounts, but he had some affairs.
Of course he did.
The most famous and one of the 100% confirmed ones was with a lady called Elizabeth Blount.
Blount?
B-L-O-U-N-T.
Blount.
That's an ugly name, Dave.
That's an ugly name. Blount.
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 Oh, yuck.
Elizabeth. Blount. Yes, I'm here. Stop saying it out loud.
Blount.
Oh, imagine hearing that in the role every
Blount.
Morning.
Blount. Yuck.
Blount.
Blount. What would you call it? Blounty.
Liz, probably, to be honest. Elizabeth, probably back then. It probably weren't big on nicknames.
Yeah.
Blount. Yuck.
Blount.
Sorry. I mean, sorry if anybody's listening and you...
Any Blounts out there.
Any Blounts,
the Black Clan.
I mean, you've got to know. You've got an unfortunate name.
I'm confident the Blounts have died out.
Surely. I don't know any Blounts.
I've never met a Blount.
I've never met a Blount.
That I haven't liked. Yes. I love them. Their affair is confirmed because she had a son. Do you know, want to guess what they called the son?
Gary Newman.
Greg Newman.
Both wrong. Henry.
Again?
Another Henry. What a Henry. Henry was so excited to be a dad of someone who themselves one day could be a dad.
You could just say to have a son. You fucking
He wanted someone who had the potential of being this one could be a dad. Not all sons could be dads. But all dads are sons.
Wow.
That sounds deep, doesn't it? But it's not. It isn't at all. I've just rethought what I said.
Are you a son if your parents are dead? Or are you an orphan?
Yeah. You can just both.
I think you should think on that.
That sounds deep as well.
That does. But I don't think you lose, because they're still your parents, aren't they? So you're still their son.
Wait, hang on. I'm just remembering, Lord and Saviour John Farnham once said, we're all someone's daughter, we're all someone's son.
How long can we look at each other
down the barrel of a gun? Son of a gun.
Son of a gun.
Imagine if you rhymed son with son, but S-O-N with S-U-N, down the barrel of a S-U-N, son. Would have been great.
Why are you looking down the barrel of a son? Sons don't have barrels.
Oh, don't look at the sun. That's my advice.
That is.
Henry VIII, he was excited, so excited to have a son,
mm-hmm.
which he'd been wanting forever.
Someone who's capable of being a dad one day, maybe.
That's
if
right.
He and his partner
He came out and publicly claimed the son, even though it's his illegitimate son.
Wow.
He's not married to the woman. He was so excited. He's like, I don't care. He's a boy.
I don't give a shit.
And he made him a duke, which is like a high-ranking thing, which really, most people... Most other kings probably would have been like, nah, it's not my son.
I think that's quite progressive of him in a way.
Yeah. He named the king Henry Fitzroy. And Fitzroy, I don't know this, means son of king. So he...
Oh.
Oh.
Hmm.
Fitzroy.
Fitz. Which bit's which?
Fitzroy.
Roy meaning son.
Fitz meaning...
Fitz.
King.
Wait, no, I reckon Fitz means son, because Fitzgerald and all that. All those Fitz names, so that'd be son of Gerald.
And I have some weird feeling that Roy... Is something to do with like royalty or
I have
the word royal.
King, I've got more than a weird feeling. I know because it means son of king.
Yeah, Roy is in royal, so I think that
let us break
out.
Down the word mate.
Fitz royal. That makes sense. It was suggested that Fitz royal marry his own half sister Mary, later to be Bloody Mary, in order to strengthen his claim to the throne, because a lot of people would be like, well, you're the illegitimate son, so you can't be king. But they were like, well, if he's married to the princess, when their parents die, he can be king.
That's still fucked and weird.
It's weird. Sadly, this never happened because Fitzroy died suddenly of tuberculosis aged 17.
Oh, no. Oh,
that is brutal for the king.
So we never get to know if he would have been king. A lot of historians say that he probably would have been because Henry was so happy to have a son.
Wow.
Yeah, it feels like Henry can probably, but I mean, he has to be dead almost.
I wonder if young Henry was like just living with his mum, or whether he moved him into the castle. Or I wonder, you know, did he fully take him on?
Yeah. Oh, actually, one day he brought him into the royal court.
Wow.
And I think that was a pretty shocking thing to do, and be like, "This is my son.
This is my boy.
This is my boy. Look at him.
Bring your boy.
Everybody,
to work,
look at my boy."
Did work experience with dad.
Oh, that's nice.
He claimed he was so stoked to have him. Sadly, he died young.
Mm.
So nice for him, but so brutal for all the daughters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just see every time they walk into the room, his shoulders slump.
Fuck. Not again.
Not another fucking female spawn. That's the worst.
Oh,
I can't believe that came out of me. Ew.
Now, I will say that while in the story here, I'm mainly focusing on the wives because there's a lot of other sort of stuff going on behind the scenes with his left-hand, right-hand men coming up and down and him...
Up and down?
Well, a lot of them are his friend for a long time and then suddenly they do something and he's like, I don't like you anymore. And they suddenly get arrested and get beheaded. That happens a lot. But they're also pretty dodgy, a lot of these guys. A lot of them called Thomas.
Ah, yeah, never trust a Thomas.
My brother's name's Thomas.
And we don't trust him, do we?
No, we don't.
No, we do not.
We do not. But so I'm mainly focusing on the wives, but I will say that he was also in charge of the military as the king, and he did pretty well there. He invaded France. His troops defeated a French army at the Battle of the Spurs, and he had led the army personally with his large entourage. So he was actually part of the battle.
Hmm.
Large entourage. That felt good.
Yeah,
large
entourage. He had his hairstylist with him.
Turtle was there.
Turtle was there. Turtle's always there.
How good's Turtle? There's a TV show that one of the main characters was a car driver called Turtle. That is a real thing that happened.
Yeah.
I've never seen Entourage and I think I'm going to avoid it now. That sounds really bad. Is it good?
I don't know. I never watched it either.
How do you know Turtle?
I know everything.
How do you know Neighbours characters that I don't?
The This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether it's your first ever website or your business is expanding, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website and engage with your audience.
Jess, before you jump in, Dave, can you say entrepreneurs again? It sounds so good.
Entrepreneurs.
Oh my God.
God, he's good.
Jeez.
If it feels a bit overwhelming to start your own website, don't worry. You can get help with written content on your website with Squarespace AI. Generating instant, personalized results that know and show your brand identity. You explain what your site's about, you choose your tone, you enter what you need, and you get short and long-form text. How cool is that?
Oh my God, can Squarespace just do my life?
It would be good if it could do my taxes.
Hey, you can easily manage your clients and invoices. Two things that I definitely have, from vetting leads to receiving payment via invoices in one streamlined and customizable workflow.
Sorry, Matt, can you pronounce streamlined for me again?
Streamlined.
Beautiful.
Was that closer?
Yeah, in that it was the word.
Okay.
And not streamlined. You can also sell exclusive content on your site by adding a paywall to sell membership or courses, or you can sell files that your customers can download, like PDFs, music, ebooks.
Right, Jess, can I just get you to say the word courses again?
Courses.
Nailed it. Head to squarespace.com/dogoon for a free trial and to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/dogoon.
Oh my God.
Henry VIII is also sometimes called the father of the Royal Navy. Because when he became king, there were 5 royal warships, but by the time he died, he'd built 50.
Wow.
So he really made... And England for a long time was...
King of the Sea.
King of the Sea, that's right. So he also built the first naval dock in Britain at Portsmouth, and in 1546, he established the Navy Board.
Oh.
So there you go. That's a little side note there. But back to the wives. During his first marriage to Catherine, Henry conducted an affair with Mary Boleyn, Catherine's lady-in-waiting, aka her PA.
Okay.
Personal assistant type thing.
Sure.
Sort of a very close and trusted person that you would hope wouldn't sleep with your husband, but there you go.
Well.
In 1525, as Henry grew more impatient with Catherine's, quote, inability to produce the male heir he desired. This is an ongoing thing. He would always blame them. Why can't you have a son? Why can't you have a son? He became enamored with Mary Boleyn's sister, Anne.
Mm-hmm.
Anne Boleyn. Then a charismatic young woman of 25, also in the Queen's entourage. Large entourage. Henry is 34 at this point and has been married for 16 years.
Wow. That's a long time.
Yeah,
they've had a good go.
I didn't realise that.
Anne, however, resisted his attempts to seduce her and refused to become his mistress as her sister Mary had done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Classic Anne.
So then we come to...
A classy dame.
Hmm.
She is. She is.
Is classy she dame. Anne with just N or is it an E?
There's an E. Double N-E. Is that your mum's name?
Correct.
Your mum's named Anne Boleyn.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, there you go. I would have taken that over Perkins, I reckon.
Yeah, big time.
Jess Boleyn.
Jess Boleyn. Nah, it sounds good.
What are you up to? Just Boleyn. What about you?
Nah, I don't like it.
Also Boleyn.
Because how often do you say, hey, what are you up to? And I say, just Perkin. I don't, do I?
Well.
I'm bloody sort of that.
I mean... I'd say only a handful of times a day.
But not enough to make it a significant part of your life.
Yeah,
yeah. That's right. Not to get printed on T-shirts or anything.
T-shirts. Well, if we had a T-shirt, what would it say? Probably fuck accountants. Imagine that. You'd be walking into people and be like, why does it say that? Oh, it's a podcast I listen to from Australia.
Yeah. People are wearing it
on the main streets of Akron.
Oh, wow. Akron.
It's funny that I think they're saying it wrong, but we're saying it wronger.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
We're saying it ack-wronger.
Dave, do go on.
We come to the king's great matter. Henry started to panic about not having a son. Catherine, who was 40 now, was no longer to bear children by this time, mainly because the poor woman has gotten pregnant so many times. And it feels terrible for her.
That just can't be good for you.
And she's fought, you know, fawning. Henry began to believe that his marriage was cursed and sought confirmation from his Bible. He was a very religious man.
Which guy's such an idiot.
Dear Bible, right, is my marriage cursed?
Please write back.
Yes, it is.
Oh, thank you, Bible.
He's like holding it up.
Yeah, he's doing it. Look, I can talk to the Bible. Hello.
Hello, it's me, Bible.
Hello, Thomas. See that? I'm not doing that. Thomas. Look,
I'm not doing it.
I sound like this. I don't sound like this. Hello. Look,
see?
That's that.
Different. It's the Bible.
Different voice.
So...
I've got a lot of talents, but I'm not talented at voice.
Not a ventriloquist, which hasn't been invented yet. It probably had. I don't know. Anyway.
It's one of the oldest arts.
I'll stop riffing. just having a good time.
So he thought his marriage was cursed. He went to the Bible, which he interpreted to say that if a man marries his brother's wife, the couple will be childless. Mm. Henry's interpretation of the biblical passage meant that their marriage had been wrong in the eyes of God. So that's why he's thinking, I can't have a son. Even though he has had a child with a woman.
Yeah. So what, he thinks he's the problem now? What?
No, he thinks that the marriage is cursed.
Sure, yeah.
Because
he
married his older brother's widow.
Sure, yeah.
Henry needed a male heir and he needed one now. So what he came to is what is referred to as the king's great matter.
It's just a big grater. Grates cheese on it. For pizzas and nachos.
You're making me hungry.
Oh, let's get some pizza after this. Which wasn't invented yet. Possibly was, I don't know.
Who knows?
He decided he had three realistic options for his great matter. They were...
Number one.
Fuck more women.
You were going to say something different there, weren't you? Yeah.
It was no good either way.
No, but it was a better decision to go with women. Number two. Oh, no, wait, number one.
Number one was
Matt's made-up one.
Number one is legitimizing his half-son, Henry Fitzroy, who's still alive at this time because he... made it to 17.
How do you legitimise him?
Possibly marry him to his daughter Mary.
Sure.
Or just make it up and make everyone agree that his son will be king if he dies.
Cool.
But actually, no, pardon me, I should have read my next sentence. It would take the intervention of the Pope. The Pope would have to say, you weren't married to the mum, but who cares? So that was option number one.
Which seems like something a Pope would do.
Yeah.
Number two.
Marry off his daughter Mary as soon as possible, hoping for a grandson to inherit directly.
Oh.
But Mary was considered unlikely to conceive before Henry's death because of her age and because of his age.
How old is she? Sorry.
No, she would have been...
Like she's
a child. Like 10 or something at this time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he doesn't know how long he's going to live for. Like he does live another like 20 years, but he doesn't know
that.
And option number three.
Number three.
Somehow shun his wife and marry someone younger of childbearing age and get her to have a son.
Ding, 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 ding.
We have a winner.
Number three.
I'll pick door number three, please, Gary.
A very good choice. Very good choice. Your Highness.
That's right. You just have to shun your wife. So we approach Catherine.
Let the shunning begin. It's a big royal ceremony.
The royal shunning. Bring in the royal shunning paddle. Hey, shun her. Shun her good.
Shun
her off a cliff. No, hey, if you want to shun your wife, you got to do the right thing. You got to approach her and say, hey, can you retire to a nunnery and never be seen again? To which she said, no, God never called me to a nunnery. I am the king's true and legitimate wife. And he was like, that's not the answer I was hoping for. To be honest... I really hope you say...
Honey.
Yes.
Honey.
Shunny. Please.
This is the best thing for all of us.
Come on. It's what I want. And I'm the fucking king.
Yeah. He's the fucking king.
He is. Well, hasn't proven to be.
He's fucking things left, right and centre. But it's just...
It just won't take.
It's just not working. All these women are broken.
What's the common denominator, Henry?
Henry. They're all women.
I know what I must do.
I must marry my son. So she said, I will not go away. And he did not listen and sent his secretary to the Pope, Pope Clement VII, in the hope of having his marriage to Catherine annulled. He argued...
After 16 years.
Yeah,
we were drunk. We were in Vegas.
Well, his argument being that the marriage acted contrary to Leviticus 20:21, which is the biblical passage that he interpreted. And he said, look at that. Look at that, Pope.
Read it and weep.
Read it and weep. Four aces. Fifth up the sleeve. He's like, that's the thing that said you shouldn't marry your brother's wife, so that doesn't count. The Pope didn't go for it.
Great.
He sorted the bullshit. Probably because there's probably about 500 other things in the Bible that go against that. You can't just... I noticed a lot throughout history, people pick and choose. They're like, no, look at this. And it's like, what about these 10 things? No, but look at this.
Yeah.
This is on page 2.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about page 47.
This is the one I agree with.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm the king.
Yeah.
An ecclesiastical court with a representative of the Pope, which is just like a Christian court, was set up to appease Henry in England, with a representative of the Pope there. Both Henry and Catherine attended.
Oh, good. Date night.
Nice. Date night to the court where I'm trying to shun you.
Well, maybe come on, should we take two cars or one? I don't know. What do you reckon?
She's still like, they're gonna, maybe this is our chance. Yeah. Maybe this could be the night we rekindle things.
We just needed time. Just one-on-one time.
Away from all the kids. Oh, fuck.
Oh, no.
It's not enough. It's like, my client, Henry, would like to divorce his wife. That's you. That's you.
I hate you.
I don't like you. I know we're cool, but you are broken. You are broken.
Something inside you is not working.
With the boy machine's broken.
Your boy jeans down. Because of the curse.
The curse. The Pharaoh's curse. This court has actually seen more of a show on Clement's behalf, just trying to make Henry feel a bit better about it. Because after 2 months, which is still a long time to me, it was called off. The Pope and the court were probably under a lot of pressure from the very powerful Emperor Charles V, who's the ruler of Spain, and he's Catherine's nephew. So he was probably in the ear of the Pope going, don't shun my aunt.
Mm.
Don't do that. Which is nice to have your nephew in your court.
Yeah.
With the chance for an annulment lost, and England's place in Europe now looking a bit fucked because he's trying to divorce this Spanish woman, and they're like, hey, why are you doing that?
Is that the historical term? Is it a bit fucked?
I did take this from historicalwords.com.
Hashtag bit fucked.
I reckon that there'll be a lot of things that come up.
Yeah, probably.
Cardinal Wolsey. Great name.
Great name.
Cardinal Wolsey, who was until this point Henry's right-hand man, he bore the blame. Henry was like, well, I asked you to try and get me a divorce, and you didn't. It was rumoured that Wolsey had a secret plot to have Anne Boleyn, who is Henry's interest, forced into exile and began talking to the Pope behind his back. So Henry was like, I'm arresting you for treason. And he probably would have been executed, but he died of natural causes.
Sure he did.
Yeah,
sure.
Henry's fist.
Henry's fist to the face.
He died of natural poison.
I got it from a bush. It's natural.
I got it from a bush. This bush. I saw this bush down a dark alleyway. I'm like, God, I got some poison for you.
Where'd you get it? Bush? Yeah. Nice. Then we have a...
Thomas getting too dumb.
Got a couple of Thomases. Sir Thomas More, famous man, took on the role of Lord Chancellor and Chief Minister, and Sir Thomas Cranmer was given the role of Archbishop of Canterbury.
Cranmer, not as good as More.
Thomas More.
Thomas More is better. Good. Both good job titles, though.
Oh, yeah. So both very, very powerful men. So these are some of the right-hand, left-hand men I'm talking about.
What's the difference between a right-hand and a left-hand man?
Well, one's right-handed, one's left-handed.
Gotcha. Well, that does seem obvious.
But Jesse's our resident hand expert on the podcast.
Yeah. So I am by default your left-hand man.
Okay.
Dave is your right-hand. Gotcha. But you are also Dave's right-hand.
Okay.
But I am both of your left-hand.
Right.
Problem is, you are both my right-hand man.
Oh, okay, fuck.
Right.
So.
But your right-hand man.
Yeah. Which in turn, because if you've got two on the right, it sort of counteracts having to have somebody on the left.
Right.
So we're cool. We're cool.
It all balances out.
Yeah. Does Danny DeVito's leg factor into all of this?
Oh, Dave, if I have to explain, I mean.
Sorry, I don't want to dumb it down.
Good heavens.
Just thinking of the listeners.
Let's just get through the topic and I'll explain over.
We are on wife one of six.
Oh, fuck.
No. But don't worry, this is the big wife.
They couldn't possibly all last for 16 years.
He's still alive. He's still marrying. He's Kim Kardashian's fourth husband.
She and Kanye will last.
Pope has said no. Bad king.
Naughty. But he hit him on the nose with a newspaper.
Ow!
Stop it.
Henry would not take no for an answer, and a year later, Catherine was banished from the court, kicked out of the kingdom, and her rooms were given to Anne.
Oh.
By who was, remember, one of her right-hand women.
Yeah.
Hi, Catherine. But I'll take this.
I'll take all your stuff.
At this stage, who's more powerful? Who would be seen more powerful in the English public? The Pope or the King?
Well, so the King is in charge of the country, but the Pope is in charge of their Catholicism, their whole religion across all of Europe.
Mm. Yeah. So, it feels like the Pope's kind of the...
It's a very... Most kings would stop now.
Yeah.
But not Henry.
Right.
Yeah, most kings... Okay, you're the Pope, you're the top dog.
But I mean...
Henry's like, nah. Remember, he wasn't trained as a king, so he doesn't give a fuck about diplomacy.
Right. But I'm thinking, like, down the public, you know, the paupers and stuff. What are they? Are they, like...
Probably just struggling to survive.
Struggling to survive. Not too fussed about it. Gotcha. Yeah. Not too worried about the king and his divorce or not divorce.
Yeah. Oh,
cool.
Like they're just trying to feed themselves.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like asking people in Haiti, what do you think about Trump being elected? I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. That's fair.
I'm just trying to survive. I think that's what the poor people are doing that.
Interesting.
So now we've got Anne. So she's moved in. She's born between 1501 and 1507. Records were not so good back then.
Annie.
That's quite a gap.
I know.
Nah.
I think she was lying about her age.
Oh, well,
we all look young.
We all do.
Yeah. Are you of childbearing age? You look old. I'm 13. You look about 65. I'm 13. She was the Marquess of Pembroke in her own right. Her father was a diplomat who knew many languages, and her father was close with Henry VII, Henry's dad. So all know each other. They're
moving in
the same circles. Yeah, blah, sure. Blah, blah. Henry. There's Henry the King. Henry VIII. Now 41. Anne, now 32, or thereabouts, or 25, or 37.
Okay. Somewhere in there.
They went through a secret wedding service. She soon became pregnant, and there was a second wedding service, a public one, in London, January 1533.
But she was, like, 7 months pregnant at the time, and she went for one of those mini dress styles, so it's just, like, ballooned off. Yeah, it was really cool. She looked great.
Would you call it cute? A cute ensemble?
So cute. Oh, my God, so cute.
Henry, remember, so the Pope said no to this. Henry needed an excuse to break away from the pip. Who was the head of the church.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas from the pip.
We have the official pip of the message. Merry Christmas, everybody. From Pope Benedict the VII. Henry challenged the Pope's papal supremacy.
Pew-pew.
And over 4 years,
pew-pew,
instituted a number of statutes that dealt with the relationship between the King and the Pope, and hence changed the structure of the Church of England. So Henry, who until this point was a very religious man, decided that he would be the head of the Church of England, and that the Pope no longer mattered.
The Pope could fuck off, said King Henry. Not us, obviously. We obviously respect the Pope. The Pip.
The Pip.
Thomas Cranmer, one of the right-hand men I said before, he sat in a judgment at a special court convened to rule on the validity of the King's marriage to Catherine of Aragon, and he declared that their marriage was null and void because of the brother thing. Like, you married his brother...
Because of the whatever the king says.
Yeah.
Did he say... Which one did you want again?
Which one? Yeah. Option A or B? Which?
I'll do it. Shall I just sign it here?
What bullshit excuse are we coming up with? One? Oh, cool. All right, done.
So, null and void. 5 days later, Cranmer declared the marriage of Henry and Anne to be valid.
Yay!
No. This one's real.
Yeah.
This one. Has he ever married your brother? No. You're in.
No,
my brother.
It's the number one rule. It's marriage. Oh,
can't. You know. Yeah, you
fuck.
Can't.
Fuck the poop.
Fuck the poop.
Fuck the poop.
Hey, whatever he wanted to do on his wedding night, it's up to them.
And he could do that anywhere he wanted to.
I think
to.
I'm starting to understand why he hasn't had many children.
He's been going up the poop. He's been fucking the poop. Catherine was formally stripped of her title as queen, becoming instead Princess Dowager.
Dowager.
And she's given that title because she's the widow of Arthur, even though she married him for 20 weeks 25 years ago.
What?
She's now known as the widow of the first brother.
Oh.
The queen, this is Queen Anne Boleyn, gave birth to a daughter.
No!
The child was christened Elizabeth in honorary of Henry's mother, Elizabeth of York. Henry was disappointed that it was a daughter, but he wouldn't know that this baby would grow up to be Queen Elizabeth I, who would reign for 45 years.
Far out.
So he was like, oh, another daughter, not knowing that she would be one of the most successful and famous queen in their country's history.
Wow.
So why is it so important that it's the son?
So it's a king, so it can.
But his daughter's the queen. So what?
Because it's more likely that if you have just a daughter, that someone like your cousin can
swoop in.
Yeah, can be like, oh well, dude. I've got a son, and he's the nephew of the king,
right?
Or the great
grand
nephew. Like they're often very.
And do you know why that didn't happen in this case?
I will get to the what happens after he dies.
Sorry, mate, skipping ahead.
That's fine.
Like an absolute fuckhead.
No, it's fuckhead. Fine.
Fuckhead. Sorry, Jess.
Fuckhead. He always pronounces it wrong.
Fuckhead.
Fuckhead. And also, you're thinking
language
too,
warning, please.
Too modern and progressive in like what's wrong with having a daughter. You know, back then, yuck.
Oh no,
swine people.
Well, I mean, even now.
Even now, ugh.
I remember your parents gave me a call when they found out the news, and they were not happy.
Mm-hmm.
I was young and confused with the call, but I did see their point. I mean, it was the...
You weren't that young.
It was the late 80s.
You weren't that... No, it wasn't.
Wait, when were you...
90.
90. But you were... They would have found out they were having a girl in the late 80s.
No. Nah.
Not back then. Science hadn't developed.
No, I was born sort of late 90, so they were
when's
pregnant
your, when's
in January.
When's your birth month?
Very end of August.
Very end of August.
Correct.
I knew that. I was just double checking you remembered.
That my own. You didn't know what year or month I was born in.
Don't we talk about it every week?
Like
we do talk
so
about
often,
it
so often. I'm obnoxious about it. Anywho,
I'm sorry I've hurt your feelings there, Jess.
No,
I can
it's fine.
See it in your face and your body language,
and the fact that I'm just flipping you the bird.
Yeah, that's another indicator for me.
There's that.
And then Anne, the marriage was declared officially legitimate. Then they passed the Act of Supremacy in 1534. This is one that Parliament also recognised the King's status as the head of the Church of England. And in 1534, also, the Act in Restraint of Appeals abolished the right of appeal to Rome. So usually you could challenge and be like, oh, actually, I'm going to double check with the Pope on this.
Ah.
But they cut that off, so it stops with Henry every time.
Great. That's fun.
Who would they have double checked with? The Archbishop, what are they, what's the new cardinal?
The Archbishop of Canterbury.
That's it.
So that's the top bishop, but they would go above them to the Pope.
Straight
so the
to
Pope
the Pope.
But the Pope's not involved anymore.
Yeah, they've cut him out. They've said, you can't go talk to the Pope
My
anymore.
Pope.
I'm the top.
King's word is done.
That's smart play.
It's funny that he's done this for marriage reasons.
Yeah.
But it's also made him incredibly powerful.
It's so strange.
Crazy. Like, he did it just for a marriage, but now he can do anything he likes.
Like, why is he so obsessed with having a son? That's really ultimately what it's all come down to.
What it's come down to.
It's so funny because you're dead by the time they're king anyway. Who cares?
Who cares?
You're dead. But he thinks he'd be dead and also, like, some in the clouds looking down, I guess. And being like, no, I wish I had a son. I wish I did more.
Wish
I'd changed all the rules and...
Well, did you say he's worried that he won't get to heaven? Because what effectively has happened here is that England has broken away from the Roman Catholic Church and the Pope, split them up. And this whole time, Henry has been worried that the Pope would excommunicate him and bar his soul from getting to heaven because he's got that power as the Pope. So, Henry placed himself as the head of the Church. So, in that sense, in his own eyes, the divorce is legal. So, he's just given himself permission to go to heaven.
It doesn't make any sense.
It's like, well, now the Pope doesn't matter. Because of the, like, God respects the law that I just passed.
That I made up.
Brilliant.
God's working through me. Everything I do is because of God.
It's all about justifying.
He agrees with these things.
Brilliant.
It's all about justifying everything.
So I love it.
You must deep down understand that that is not how it would
work. I don't think he does deep down understand anything. I think he's a bit of a nutcase.
Many well-funded monasteries were dissolved, and over the next 4 years, 800 monasteries were disbanded and their lands and treasure taken for the crown.
Their treasure?
So it's also made him very rich.
Not their treasure.
They've taken the treasure.
How did he find the treasure?
With a map. And a bird on his shoulder.
Arr. He's also a pirate now. He's done it all.
He's done it all. He's one of the best.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's like a modern-day Dave Warnocky. Mm-hmm. Or a not a modern-day one. Dave Warnocky's like a modern-day...
Dave Warnocky.
There we go.
King Henry's like an olden day Warnocky.
Glad we cleared that up.
Thank you.
The king and queen, so this is Anne Boleyn, were not pleased with married life. The royal couple enjoyed periods of calm and affection, but Anne refused to play the submissive role expected of her because she's very intellectual and like before she was like, it was all about the chase and she's like, no. But now he's like, all right, you're my wife. You do what I say now. And she's like, no, I'm still pretty independent.
Yep.
He doesn't like that.
The chase is fun. Yeah. Isn't it? When you're like, oh, go on, and they're like, no, and you're like, oh, come on, let's though, and they say, no, stop it, and you go, oh, she's being coy, and she's, I'm not being coy, I'm not interested, please leave me alone. Oh, what a tease. Yeah, now romance is good.
After a miscarriage in 1534, he saw her failure to give him a son as a personal betrayal. As early as Christmas that year, Henry was discussing with Thomas Cranmer and Thomas Cromwell the chances of leaving Anne without having to return to Catherine. So he was worried that if he leaves Anne, everyone would be like, well, now you have to go back to your first wife.
What a weird rule that would be. Like, no, no. So, why would you?
Why?
And there was at this time, there was also a bit of opposition to the king's changes to the church, but these were all quickly suppressed. So a few people had, there was a bit of rioting, a bit of things, but he sorted that out. He made that go away. He made it go away.
Killed some people.
Yep. Pretty much.
Killed some Clarences.
In January 1536, news reached the king and the queen that Catherine of Aragon, the former queen, had died. Henry called for public displays of joy regarding Catherine's death.
What a prick!
That's just bizarre. Or maybe it was a celebration of her life.
Imagine being Mary, right? And so you're mourning your mother's death, and your dad's like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Tequila.
He's going, ding-dong, the witch is dead. Like, that's awful.
He's playing tequila on the top of the castle. He's loving it. I took my love down to Baker Street. Yeah! Shots on me!
That's so mean. She didn't do anything.
At this time, Queen...
Well, that's the problem, isn't it?
Well, at this time, the Queen, Anne, was pregnant again. She was aware of the consequences if she failed to give birth to a son.
Oh, what a stressful way to have a pregnancy.
Later that month, the King was unhorsed in a jousting tournament, was badly injured, and it seemed for a time that he may die. When news of this accident reached the Queen, Queen Anne, she was sent into shock and miscarried a male child. This is also the day of Catherine's funeral.
Oh, what a day.
So mixed emotions. He's celebrating.
Is he
he's
still
injured.
Celebrating?
No, he's really
still,
upset.
Still playing tequila now, fuckhead. He's playing it like a somber version of tequila.
Musical genius. Tequila. Some early signs of a fall from grace for Anne were the king's new mistress. I would like to introduce you to my mistress. Hello, Pip. He had his new mistress. I'm not doing it on purpose, I swear.
Try again.
New mistress.
There we go.
The 28-year-old Jane Seymour.
Jane?
Moved into his new quarters.
Ah, Dr. Quinn Medicine. Is that right?
Jane Seymour, isn't she? Yeah,
isn't her name Quinn?
Oh, no, good point. No, the actor, you moron.
Oh, sorry. I was like, it's not Dr. Seymour Medicine.
Heymour?
I was thinking it had to rhyme, but Quinn and Medicine Woman doesn't rhyme at all. Between April 30th and May 2nd, five men, including Anne's brother, were arrested on charges of treasonable adultery and accused of having sexual relationships with the Queen. Queen Anne's own brother, George Boleyn, was arrested on charges of incest and treason.
Oh, George.
Wait, what? Did that just come out of nowhere, or were you leading up to that somehow?
So, he's got his new mistress.
He's got a new mistress, so he wants to
Jane
fuck off
has
Anne.
Moved in. Anne has miscarried for the last time, so now he's got to pretend that she's been cheating on him this whole time to get rid of her.
So he's like, look at all these men she's been sleeping with, including her brother.
Trying to turn the public against her. Like, right. Look, she's even cheating
just,
on her
just
brother.
Just in case any of them were like, well, you know.
I mean, you've been doing that a lot as well.
Her brother. Oh, yeah.
No, you forget, he's the king.
Oh, I did forget that, but she is the queen.
Which means nothing.
Yeah.
Anne was also arrested and accused of this adultery and incest. Although the evidence against her was unconvincing, the accused were found guilty and condemned to death.
That would be the worst.
Incest would usually result...
Death? Yeah, it would be.
For like a crime he didn't commit?
Yeah, it would be bad.
And for
Because you didn't have to point that out. Everybody picked up that that's a bad thing.
And your friends and brother have to die too.
Yeah, it's awful. Oh,
I mean, if you think about it, Jess, this is not a good thing to have happened
to you.
I don't
have to think about it.
Let me just put a slight glass half full on this.
Okay.
If you're convicted of incest at the time, women are traditionally burnt to death. But he decided that he would instead chop her head off.
Sweet.
A much nicer way to
Which is nicer. Quick death. But... Wait.
Not with an axe, with a sword. He hired an expert swordsman from France to come over to perform the execution.
God.
So a good guy.
Wait, you get burnt to death, but wasn't he trying to force a marriage between a half-brother and sister or something?
Yeah, oh, he's fucked.
And
he tried to marry
their relatives all the time in the royalty thing.
But he's the king and they're not.
Oh, fuck.
So if he says it's gross, it's gross. If he says it's fine, it's fine. Exactly. This one is a yuck one.
This is a yuck one because it's not a king one.
Yeah, it's a yuck one because it works in his favour if it's a yuck one.
I think I'm starting to get this.
Yuck one is fun to say. It sounds like a cool city. You guys going down to yuck one for the weekend?
Yuck one, Ohio.
Yeah.
Yuck, that's probably accurate.
Yuck one.
She gave a very dignified speech before her death, said a prayer, and was executed in one stroke.
Oof.
Which at the time is a real blessing, because sometimes it would take a lot.
Oh,
do you reckon, do you reckon it's a sword, so to cut off a head in one strike is that a really sharp sword or a really hard hit?
I'd say a combination of both.
Interesting. Hmm.
He was an expert.
Do go on.
She was buried in an unmarked grave.
Oh, come on.
Her skeleton was later identified during renovations of the St. Peter Vernacular Chapel during the reign of Queen Victoria, and her resting place is now marked in the marble floor.
Oh, that's
so nice. Queen Victoria paid her some respect. The day after Anne's execution in 1536, the 45-year-old Henry became engaged to Jane Seymour. She had also been one of the Queen's ladies-in-waiting, so now he's married the right-hand woman of his first wife's right-hand woman.
Great.
He's stretching the woman.
He doesn't go far to find new women, you know? He's like, nah, who's
new?
You'll do.
He turns his head by like 2 degrees.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
How about the woman on your left? She's all right.
Yeah, done.
They were married 10 days later.
10 days? That's hardly enough time to plan a wedding.
1537.
Never get that to laugh.
But by this time, Henry is legit an expert at organising weddings.
Oh, true. He's probably got like a wedding team.
Oh, full-time.
Full-time wedding team.
They just wait.
It's like they're like the Sydney Harbour Bridge painting team.
By the time they get to the end,
they're going to start again. That's a myth apparently, but it's still fun to say.
In October 1537, Jane gave birth to a son.
No.
Prince Edward. Future King Edward VI. The birth was difficult, however, and the Queen died from an infection a few days later.
Oh, no. So he didn't have to kill that one.
So the first few days, he was super excited because he'd had a son. And then suddenly he was really upset because a woman that gave him a son, love of his life in his eyes.
Sure.
Suddenly died.
Temporary love of his life. Died.
So... He was very.
But he didn't have to get that French guy back with the sword, so that's good. That saves a bit of cash money, you know.
At the time, Henry recovered quickly from the shock.
Of course, he did.
Measures were immediately put in place to find another wife for Henry.
Of course, they were.
Henry wants a wife. They called it. They auditioned millions of women across the world.
Wow. Yeah, I'm sure there'd be lots of people putting their hands up.
Yeah. They just looked at the other ones and gone, "All right, exiled, shunned, murdered, died in childbirth. I'll give this a go.
I'll give it a crack." I can change him.
Yeah.
And the winner was named Anne of Cleves.
Another Anne.
Loves his Anne.
Henry.
He's got a type.
Henry VIII began to fear an attack on his kingdom, so suggested that he marry Anne of Cleves, the 25-year-old sister of the Duke of Cleves, who was seen as an important ally in case of the Roman Catholic Church attacking England. So remember, he's quit the church. He's worried they're going to retaliate and like try and kill him. So he's like, well, if I marry this lady, she's pretty close to the church. Also, I'll get a wife.
Great.
Win-win.
Win-win, baby.
Henry, having never seen the girl, had a painter paint a portrait of her. It is speculated that he painted her in quite a flattering light. After seeing the portrait, and urged on by a complimentary description by one of his friends, the 49-year-old agreed to marry Anne. However, it was not long before Henry wished to annul the marriage so he could marry someone else. Aww. So she was an uggo.
Aww. That's mean.
So Henry thought someone was an uggo.
Yeah, and he's definitely fat by this time.
Hello, 49. Pot. It's kettle. You're black. You know what I mean? Do you know what I mean?
He didn't have to kill this one because it was argued that they had not consummated the marriage, so it technically wasn't a real marriage. Because
she was an uggo.
She was an uggo. Couldn't even.
Do you think I would have consummated this?
Yeah. On the divorce papers, reason, uggo.
Reason, here's a picture.
Here's a photo.
Reason, see wife.
See, look up from paper. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good call.
Plus,
good call.
I can't see my dick anymore. It's pretty hard to consummate anything these days, to be honest.
But I'm going to let you know that...
Because I'm fat.
Anna Cleves got the best deal out of any of the wives. So she didn't have to have sex with Henry, who's horrible and obese by now.
That is a win.
She didn't get murdered. She didn't die in childbirth.
Great.
And she got a title, the title of the king's sister, referred to as the king's beloved sister. She got two houses and a general allowance.
The king's sister.
It's weird, isn't it?
That's fucked.
But you get a sweet allowance that you can live on forever and you never had to have sex with the fat guy.
So good.
So out of all the wives,
it's not
really
about
well.
Him being she fat, Dave. It's about him being an awful person.
I know. I'm starting to feel bad about body shaming.
It's not the fat thing that's a problem.
I apologize for everything I've said.
He's a disgusting human.
He's a disgusting human inside.
Who happens to be fat?
Who happens to be disgusting outside?
Yeah. Correct. Yeah.
Because he kills with his outside bits.
Yeah.
He kills. He has suffocated many women in his folds.
Oh, Dave, that's not fair. I mean, I don't think that's very nice.
I haven't apologized yet, and I refuse to. I'm a thin, arrogant man. It was soon clear that Henry had fallen. So he's had four wives so far. We've had four.
We're into four.
It was soon clear that Henry had fallen for the 17-year-old Catherine Howard.
Oh, that's a gap.
Yeah. She was the niece of the Duke of Norfolk, and although she had good lineage, she was very poor. Mainly because her father was one of 21 children and she was one of 10. So not enough money to go around.
How old's he at this stage? Sorry.
About 50.
Right. So the general rule is, I think we're all aware, the rule is like the youngest that you can date is half your age plus 7. Right? So he's 50.
So that's 32.
32 should be the youngest. And she's 17.
She's younger than his daughter Mary.
Yeah, that's fucked.
One thing about her, though, Dave, is how about her breeding genes? She's one of 10 and her dad's one of 21.
That I hadn't really thought of it. Yeah. Maybe he's looked at that and said, you're going to have a son.
Yeah.
You've got it. You're
going to have many options. What, some of these are going to be sons because you can do it. You can produce.
You can do it. You got good breeding genes.
Breeding genes. Get your breeding genes on. We got jobs to do.
we got boys to create.
Yeah.
Thomas Cromwell, one of the Thomases, he got a bit too big for his boots. Henry thought he was getting a bit too powerful, so he was off.
Yep, sure.
Treason, and on the day he was executed, Henry married his young wife, Catherine Howard.
Yay, congratulations, Catherine.
She was a first cousin and lady-in-waiting of Anne Boleyn, the second wife. So they're all a lady-in-waiting of a previous wife.
He's always...
It does feel like they were all ladies-in-waiting.
For him. They were waiting for him. He was absolutely delighted with his new queen and awarded her the lands of Cromwell, the man he just chopped his head off, and gave her a vast... Hey, remember that guy that was my best friend? I don't like him anymore. You can have his land because I just killed him.
There you go, toots.
It's so weird to give your wife lands. It's like, I mean, we live in the same house. Yeah. You can have those lands.
That's all yours.
I rarely travel without you, so... the marriage and the honeymoon phase was short-lived, as it was alleged... Oh, she was an adulterer.
What? She's 17.
It was said that
she's not even an adult.
So true. It was alleged that she'd had a previous relationship and also had an affair whilst married to Henry.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Curdles.
Well, yeah. She met someone that she liked.
It was age appropriate.
Yeah, I imagine that. It feels a bit like Titanic, where she's poor. I've been told to marry the rich one, but then she falls in love with someone else, a poor person.
Sure.
The king, who was infatuated, refused to believe it, although the previous relationship...
La, 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 not listening. No, my wife loves me heaps.
Just sort of bury his face in his folds. Can't hear anything under folds. Derriham, who was the person she apparently had already had a relationship with, confessed. They had a meeting of a council before Henry believed the accusations, and he went into a rage, blaming the council... Then he went off hunting to clear his head. And then he came back and decided that it was treason and it was punishable by death for a queen consort to fail to disclose her sexual history to the king within 20 days of their marriage.
Okay, that's a bullshit rule.
It's probably,
read the fine print.
It's probably day 19 or something.
Day 19.
Gone. Hang on.
Far out.
When questioned, the queen could have admitted a prior contract to marry Derriham, which means that, oh, no, I was engaged to him, which would have made her subsequent marriage to Henry invalid, but she would get to live. But she instead claimed that Derriham had forced her into a relationship, which exposed her and made her eligible for execution.
Oh, my God. Oh, good. She's eligible for execution. Yeah. Eligible's not a word that we want to use there. Eligible is a good thing.
Is it?
Well, yeah, because you'd be eligible for a bonus.
Eligible for a Bachelor of Arts.
Exactly.
Eligible for execution.
Hey, congratulations. You're eligible for execution.
I accept before I hear the offer. Oh, no. Shit. Okay.
Was she aware of that? That she was putting herself.
Well, no, because they made up that rule after she'd talked to
them. I imagine that they probably would have bent the rules either way.
Yeah.
So that is awful. You bring a child into your weird sex marriage life thing, and then go, that's fucked.
Yep.
I mean, it's all been fucked, but this one feels maybe worse than the rest.
Yep.
Well, I'll read this sentence. The night before her execution, Catherine is believed to have spent many hours practicing how to lay her head upon the block, which she had been brought into her cell at her request.
That's fucked.
She made a speech describing her punishment as worthy and just and asked for mercy for her family and prayers for her soul. According to popular folklore from the Pube, her final words were, "I die a queen, but I would have rather died the wife of Culpeper." Is the one that she apparently had an affair with.
Aww.
But that's uncorroborated. But it sounds good.
It does sound good.
All right, so we've got five wives, one to go. Henry married his last wife, the wealthy widow, Catherine Parr.
Another fucking Catherine.
July, this is the third Catherine. Three of six are called Catherine. Jesus. They spell them different ways.
Oh, do they? Well, that's interesting.
One with a K, two with a C.
Yep.
The wealthy widow, Catherine Parr, July 1543. She had been widowed twice, so Henry was her third husband. And she was 31 years old. Henry, 52.
Okay. Well, he's getting closer to that lower barrier, but still he's not quite there.
I think
there.
He's just... Doesn't he,
no, that's... Oh, it's close. No, it's got to be 33 now. Half plus seven is 33.
Half plus seven, yeah. So, yeah, I would say close enough. That's fine.
Well, what's the point of having the rule if you're going to bend it?
Well...
Interesting question, Jess.
That is an interesting question.
You would not make a good king. Actually, no, you would make a good king. You look at a rule and go, fuck the rule, I don't care.
Yeah.
Fuck the rule.
Catherine Parr helped reconcile Henry with his daughters, Mary and Elizabeth, who by this time probably didn't like their dad very much anymore.
Probably not.
Because one of them chopped their mum's head off. Later in life, Henry became obese, as I'd already said, and his waist measured 54 inches or 140 centimetres. He had to be moved about with the help of mechanical inventions.
Oh, my God. But, hey...
That's amazing for 500 years ago.
I was going to say, yeah. It's amazing that they had to develop technology to help him.
Because it's funny how bad things often bring technology forward. Like war, a lot of good inventions have come out of war.
That's true.
Yeah.
And in that case, a lot of good inventions have come out of gluttony.
He was covered with painful, pus-filled boils.
Oh.
Possibly suffered from gout. His obesity and other medical problems can be traced from the jousting accident that he had, because he had a horrible leg wound, which apparently reopened.
That's convenient, isn't it?
And doctors found it difficult to treat as he got older.
It's just syphilis.
The wound would fester for the remainder of his life. And it prevented him from maintaining the level of physical activity he had previously enjoyed. So I think that's why he's getting fatter and fatter, because his whole life he's been pretty fit.
Right.
And now he's eating the same amount, but doing a lot less exercise.
Sure.
The jousting accident is also thought to have caused Henry mood swings, which may have had a dramatic effect on his personality and temperament. But I can't see that in any of the texts I've read.
No.
Do you think that he seems like he's moody?
No, I don't think so. I think he seems pretty mellow.
Obesity hastened Henry's death, and he died at the age of 55 on January 28th, 1547, in the Palace of Whitehall. It would have been his father's 90th birthday. His allegedly last words were, "Monks, monks, monks." There you go.
What?
Monks, monks, monks. Possibly talking about monks because he was, worried about all the church stuff. Catherine Parr, his wife, outlived him by 1 year and married a fourth time.
Of course she did.
Then I'll just finish with the succession.
She lived one more year, but still found time.
She had time. She does not muck around. She was trying to beat her husband's record.
So she lived to 30-something.
Mid to late 30s.
Oh, yeah, that's not very old
that's
either.
That's not a bad effort.
You'll be lucky to get there.
Is that a threat?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
After his... After his death, this is what happens afterwards. Henry's only legitimate son, Edward, inherited the crown, and he became Edward VI. Edward was only 9 years old at the time, so he could not exercise actual power, and he became ill and died at age 15.
Oh, no.
Then Lady Jane Grey Edwards, Lady Jane Grey, Edward's cousin, was queen for 9 days before Mary I, who's Bloody Mary, stepped in and took over and claimed the throne.
What?
Got rid of Lady Jane. She reigned for 5 years as Bloody Mary, burning people left, right and centre.
Awesome.
Then when she died, her half-sister, Elizabeth I, took over and reigned for 45 years.
Wow.
But she's referred to as the Virgin Queen and never had any children.
Ah.
So that's the end of the Tudors?
End of the Tudors. And then the king after that is James I.
Scots?
Yeah, the
James
one
James Stewart.
Is that his surname?
I think so. He's my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-something-great.
Cool.
Yeah. My middle name's James.
I know.
Matthew James Stewart, King of the Scots, or whatever. No, that's not what he was called, is it? What was he called? King Dick, something like that.
Who, King Dick? James I?
Yeah.
He was also called James VI because he was the King of Scotland and England. He's the first one to put it all together.
Hmm.
We've done some stuff.
You Stewie boys?
Yeah, no big deal.
Hmm.
So, before we wrap up, just a recap of everything that has just happened. These are the six wives. First one, Catherine of Aragon, divorced. Mother of Mary I, she married for 24 years. So you married for 24 years, and then within 10 years, he had the next five.
Yeah, that's crazy. Oh, midlife crisis.
Oh, I have some view wives.
That makes sense.
Some people buy Porsches, I buy wives.
My dad got a motorbike.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Did he still ride it?
Yeah, all the time.
What kind of motorbike?
I don't know, Yamaha something. He was like so pissed at my brother when my brother got a motorbike. And my dad was like, not under my roof. You're not getting one of those. That's not safe. Hey, what sort of mileage has that got? And then he jumped on and had a little spin. And then like a year later had his own motorbike.
And did your brother still ride too?
Yeah. They go riding together. It's very cute.
That is great.
Yep.
Wife number two, Anne Boleyn, beheaded. Mother of Elizabeth I.
Oof.
Wife number three, Jane Seymour, died after giving birth to Edward VI. Number four, Anne of Cleves, quickly divorced. But I will say, she outlived everyone.
Yeah, she's still alive.
She is still going. She is the Queen's mother's mother's mother.
Yep.
Smother.
Smother.
Smother. No, she died. She was smothered. Wife number five, Catherine Howard, the young one, executed.
Mm-hmm.
And wife number six, Catherine Parr, widowed, but they wouldn't marry a fourth time. Now, a common way to remember the fates of Henry's consorts or wives, there's a rhyme. It's King Henry VIII. To six wives he was wedded, one died, one survived, two divorced, two beheaded.
Ah.
But I prefer this one, which is, so you can remember in order, it goes, divorced, beheaded, died, divorced, beheaded, survived.
Ah, fun.
Divorced, beheaded, died, divorced, beheaded, survived. It actually will stick in your head, I reckon.
It might do, yeah.
So there you go, Christian. I did your topic, mate. And I hope I did you proud. That is the six wives of Henry VIII.
Wow.
Thank you. We don't usually clap, but I appreciate
it. Well, Matt started it, and I felt you deserved it. That was very interesting. And
it's crazy, isn't it?
It's insane.
I knew a bit about that because my mum is very big on English history, and she can name all the kings and queens in order and all that kind of thing.
Awesome.
But I didn't realize that he was married to the first wife for
such a long time.
Close to 25 years.
Yeah.
I thought it was like... Got sick of them straight away. Next.
And they seemed okay. Like, they seemed to have a fairly good life. It was just the baby-making thing that
was
an issue.
You would think that you were pretty safe, wouldn't you?
24 years, yeah. Mm. Yeah. I don't think anybody goes into a marriage thinking, well, I could die here. Like, you know, I hope you don't. If you do, reevaluate your priorities, I reckon.
Rethink it.
No good. That was great, Dave. Well done.
Thank you, guys. I had a good time researching that, as I often do.
Mm.
Such a nerd. I'm such a nerd. But we've got to say thank you to all the Patreon supporters who are the ones that have brought you this episode.
We also, quick side note, we hope that you have by now received your Christmas cards.
Yes.
If not...
If you are overseas, it might take a long time because the Australia Post, which is our national postal service, has been having a lot of issues for Christmas this year. Have you heard about that in the news?
They're notoriously crap anyway, but Christmas time especially. So...
Big lines, people complaining about parcels not being delivered, that kind of stuff. So hopefully... We promise we did send them, we promise.
They're on their way. We haven't people let us know.
$130 on postage.
We have had people let us know they've received them, so, you know, they're there, they exist.
That was exciting to see.
Yeah, that was very
cool. If you haven't already, take a photo of where it is.
Yeah.
Unless it's in the bin, I don't want to see that.
I don't want to see that. That hurts.
So, yeah, we're going to thank a few people. I think,
yeah, we should thank some Patreon listeners.
Firstly, I think last week we called a guy Maxwell, because I didn't write down his surname for some reason, but his name's Maxwell Coviello. What a wasted opportunity last week for me to not say that sweet surname.
Mm.
Coviello.
Mm-hmm. I feel like...
I can hear that sort of being whispered on the breeze.
Coviello. Like that?
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, cool.
To me, it sounds like a new type of Cadbury chocolate bar, like caramello mixed with something. Cadbury Coviello. I think that.
Coffee and...
Oh, coffee. Has that been done? Coffee and caramel?
In coffee, yes. In chocolate, maybe not.
Well.
Gap in the market.
Copyright.
There we go. Copyrighted it. Done. So, yeah, let's thank some dudes.
Let's thank some dudes.
Or gals.
So, yeah, I'd love to thank, if I can.
Please.
If you would let me have the honour.
Oh, my God, we asked you to. So,
thanking a man I know, actually, Andy Matthews, an absolute superstar legend, very funny comedian, and... Goddamn
saint.
Genuine, good guy. And saint. Saint's probably better. We love Andy. I should have gone with saint.
We love Andy so much.
We're all big fans of Andy.
Love Andy. One of my favourite... So self-indulgent here, but one time he tweeted that he was listening to the podcast and thought to himself that I'd mellowed out a little bit, and then my next sentence is, what a bitch. What an absolute fucking bitch.
As he's tweeting.
He tweeted that like he was thinking, Jess has mellowed out a little bit.
And then she's stopped cracking.
I just turned on to him, and that made me really happy because I thought that was quite funny. So thanks, Andy. You're great. We also need to thank, of course, one of the OG... listeners, one of our original.
What does that mean? Organic.
Yep.
Original. Gangster.
Is that what that means?
Yeah, it's just like an original. So from the beginning.
Does it mean gangster or just original?
Oh my god, Dave! You're asking way too many questions.
Oh, I've heard the phrase OG before, but I'm not gangster to know if it means that or not.
It means original gangster.
Fuck yeah! Can I?
But you can use it in the context of original, like at work we will say it was one of the OG. Customer care agents. Well, that's so depressing.
The original gangster customer care agents.
Anyway.
What a fun place to work.
So pretty much from the beginning, we've had Cecil Hops on board.
Oh, Cecil, big fan.
Cecil. Tweets to us all the time.
Big always supporter on listens. Twitter.
Absolute legend. So, of course, a huge thank you goes out to Cecil as
well. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Cecil.
He is a member of the Sydney Scheinberg Deluxe Package crew.
He's
got a topic coming up in the Golden Hat that Jess, he's requested you do, I'm just saying.
I like it that he's made the request for me to do it. I think that's quite funny.
Yeah, that's cool.
Cool.
And another member of that crew of Sydney Scheinberg absolute legends is someone that I like to thank. And on here, it looks like you get to pick a little profile picture, or possibly it's assigned to you by Patreon, because many people have cats. But this guy
that might be their version of the Twitter egg.
Yeah, maybe people just really like cats, Dave.
But this guy is one cool cat. A hep cat.
Hep cat, like hepatitis.
Hep cat, that's right, he's a dying cat. No, there is a cure. There is a cure, and I would like to say congratulations and thank you. Mainly thank you. I shouldn't have said congratulations. Congratulations on making the choice to support the show. Justin McCain.
Ah, Justin.
Justin McCain.
Mr. Justin McCain plays a silly game.
All the way from Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm.
Oh, go Penguins.
Pennsylvania. Thank you so much, Justin. So those are our three Patreon legends, and we'd like to say thank you to those three in particular, but everyone that supports us on Patreon, which you can find at patreon.com/dogoonpod. We've got a Patreon exclusive episode coming out next week, so get in there.
And it's pretty fucked from memory. I can't even bring myself to listen to it.
Nah, it's going to be great. We were only a tiny bit drunk. It's fine.
That's a good point. Special guests Nick Kappa and Simon Cumming, who are at the Meredith Music Festival with us. I'd also like to thank just everyone who listens, Dave. They are all fucking tops as well. Thank you, people. And if you want to get onto us on the internet, Jess, how do you do that?
Well, Matt, I'm glad you asked. You can find us on Twitter at DoGoOnPod, Instagram at DoGoOnPod, Facebook at DoGoOnPod, and you can email us at DoGoOnPod@gmail.com.
So close to nailing it. You were so close.
What did I do? Did I not do it? Was that all right?
Email
I said,
us at Gmail at
Yeah, okay. DoGo. I panicked. I did so well.
No, you were great. You were...
And the Patreon is just slash do go on, I think.
Do go on pod.
Oh, fuck. It's the same as all the others.
It's the same.
Who would have thought it?
So, yeah, you can get in touch on any of those ways. We'd love to hear from you.
What a pleasure it's been. This is the last one for the year.
Thanks for sticking with us throughout 2016, guys. Next time you hear our voices.
Maybe next year.
See you all next year, huh?
See you on the other side.
If we make it.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Hope you get it, bloody midnight smooch.
Oh, big time. Smoochy smooch.
but not up the poop.
If it's not looking good for you at the time, just skip ahead to this bit. Get it ready to play right in your ears. You can have a little smooch from Jess and Dave. Midnight.
Oh, too much tongue.
More tongue.
All right, I think we got it.
Don't enjoy it too much.
Anyway,
Sorry. Oh, yeah, it's hard to undo, isn't it?
Dave!
It's a weird belt.
Dave!
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thanks so much for listening, everyone. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Waiters.
That's my thing. Fuck you.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.